Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Hanson Gress and listeners like you. You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Kavitha George, and our last segment this afternoon is Arts Up, our weekly look into all things art and entertainment going on in the capital city. Today we have Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council here. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So what should we be expecting coming up this week?
Well, the first thing I want to just say to everybody is take a deep breath and remember that the point is to relax and enjoy the holiday season because you could go crazy.
With the number of events we have gone on.
There's a lot of things to do. Starting this evening at 4 o'clock at the Amalga Distillery, there's a maker's market. I know Megan's going to have her things down there. A lot of small market people are going to be there. So there's also from 6 to 8 p.m., the high school is having a holiday celebration fundraiser for the band choir, the band and orchestra. There's pub theology happening at TK McGuire's at 6:30.
What is pub theology?
That's a really good question. You should go. It's an opportunity to talk about different things, and I've never been, so I don't
All
know
right.
exactly. Juno Audubon Society has a lecture on winter bird identification. That's at 7 out at the UAS Lecture Hall. There's a Mountainside open mic and art night at the Rookery, which is really a new fun thing that's happening. You bring your art supplies and your music and go down and share. Have you been, Scott? Yeah, Scott's been.
Is it kind of like an open mic?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's really very exciting. Marion Call is organizing it. It's the last weekend for Franklin, the play at Perseverance. You have an opportunity tonight at 7:30 and then Friday and Saturday and then Sunday matinee. Let's see. On Friday, there's an PFLAG LGBTQIA family potluck out at Aldersgate. The Santa Parade, we've all been waiting for that, is at 6 o'clock to 8:30. It starts at the tram and ends in Douglas.
Will Santa be making an appearance?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. He rides a fire truck. He's a very good fireman. So, yeah, you can look for him there. Saturday from 8 to 4, Christmas bird counting with the Juno Audubon Society. There's within a 15-mile count circle in Juno and Douglas. Join in to count birds for the winter. Meet at 8 a.m. at McDonald's or Foodland. There's a craft and collectible fair at the Mendenhall Mall from 10 to 4. Coffee and collections with Mary Lou Spartz and John Greeley at the City Museum, talking about their book about the Princess Sophia disaster.
We recently celebrated the 100th.
Yes. With an amazing opera. We have over at the Jack.
I shouldn't say celebrated, I'm sorry. Remembered.
Yes, honored or
honored.
Whatever, yeah. Let's see, at 11 o'clock at the Jack, from 11 to 4:30, we have something we're calling Stuffed. It is an opportunity to get stocking stuffers. It's all local artists, and everything will be $25 or under, and it's free to get in. So come on down to see that. Love Knows No Borders. There's a rally for migrant justice. Join the Juno People for Peace and Justice in front of the State Museum for a rally for migrant justice. That's from 11 to noon. There is a Shrine Club Christmas party at the Masonic Community from 1 to 4.
What is the Shrine Club?
The Shriners is it's an organization, and they do various charitable things in the community, so it's probably a fundraiser for them. And get your picture with Santa in case you needed that.
Second appearance.
He's everywhere. And then we have Holiday Pops. The Arts Council has Holiday Pops out at the Egan Library at 7:30. At 8 p.m. is the Fireman's Ball at Centennial Hall. Gamble and the High Cost of Living will be performing. So there's that. Things to do in town and downtown.
I think we're just on Juno Afternoons last week.
From 11 to 1 on Sunday, you can be making wreaths with Martha's Flowers. There's a holiday skating show over at the Treadwell Ice Arena from 2:30.
Right, we just had the Juno Skating Club on.
And then there's a design and dine with Martha's Flowers to create a centerpiece for your holiday food from 3 to 5. That's at the Yacht Club. And then our Holiday Pops matinee is on Sunday at 4 at the Jack. So you can do that. Pickleball, in case you need some exercise. Mondays from noon to 2. They're doing auditions now for Juno's Got Talent on Monday from 5:30 to 7. I'm not remembering where you're supposed to go do that.
Wait, sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit, but what is the pickleball?
It's an athletic endeavor.
Scott can't handle this.
Scott and I have been threatening to go over there. It's sort of like badminton and ping pong, and it's played on in the Jack and over big nets, and it looks like it's good, fun exercise.
Wow, I'm glad I asked. I kind of assumed it was something to do with dancing, but...
But there you have it. Well, it sort of is. I mean, you know, you gotta... Whatever. Anyway, it's $5 a player, and just come on down, noon to 2. Have a good time. Juno's Got Talents. Juno Dance Theater does this, and they're taking their auditions. I think that's out in their dance studios from 5:30 to 7 on Monday. On Tuesday, they're doing auditions again, and also the Marie Drake Planetarium has something, a presentation on astronauts in space. Find out how astronauts celebrate Christmas in space and find what they can and cannot do in an international space station. It's a family-friendly presentation, and it's free. So that's Tuesday. On Wednesday, there's the Juno Cabaret Holiday Extravaganza. Tom Loker is breaking out and doing all sorts of fun things in the lobby of the Centennial Hall. It will be holiday music with, I think he's got, the lineup of singers is amazing, and I'm not going to name them because then I'll forget somebody. But it's from 5 to 6:15 at Centennial Hall. Come on down for that. And the sound workshop with the Matthew Bertner is happening here at the 360 Studio. It's a really interesting thing. I was reading about it in the paper, so you can do that. Mm-hmm. There's a holiday season potluck at Northern Light Church on Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. You can get the details on these things at jahc.org or also at ktoo.org because we share our calendars.
Great.
So, yeah, you got yourself a busy week.
How many of these events are we going to see you at?
I go home. No. Well, since the Arts Council is presenting quite a few of them, you will definitely see me at those. But, you know, it's just Juno's a wonderful community, and it's especially wonderful during the holiday season. It's an opportunity, and the weather's being very cooperative to be out and about with everyone, and Eagle Crest is open.
I think it's going to be sunny tomorrow, in fact.
In fact. So, you know, we have a great weekend ahead of us, and like I said, it's important to just remember to not get frothed about it.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, and relax and enjoy it. That's the important part. So,
yeah, thank you so much for coming down, Nancy.
Thank you.
If you got mine.